But with their sliding scale, your costs are discounted based off your income, regardless of your insurance status. They partner with local pharmacies to give you discounted prices on select medications. The discount program could save you thousands off the cost of your meds. No membership required. Simply get your medications prescribed by a CareArc provider, visit one of their contract pharmacies, and save. At CareArc, they believe healthcare should be affordable. Learn how you can save at carearc.org.
KVOE, we are live and we are local and we are happy that you're with us on this Thursday morning, 827, 54 degrees, and we're very pleased to be joined on our Newsmaker 2 segment this morning. We're in Hartford and we are in Olpe. That means UST 252, and that also means we're one day closer to another honor flight trip to our nation's capital. And in Olpe this morning, we're joined by Megan McGuire and also students Ethan Redeker and Blake Skalski. We have Superintendent Mike Argabright in Hartford with Elizabeth Kelly and Emily Kelly this morning. First, Mike, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, everyone. Thanks for having us.
Glad to have you on. Mike, how are you doing today?
Doing good, and appreciate all your updates last night. With the weather, we had our meet and greet last night, and we used your information to help navigate people home. So we truly appreciate all of you.
No, thanks for saying that. We appreciate that. Megan, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How are you guys?
We are doing good. Well, let's bring the students in here. Ethan, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
You bet. Blake, how are you today?
Good morning. How are you?
Doing good. Thanks. Elizabeth, good morning.
Good morning.
Emily, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing good. Thanks.
Megan, I'm going to let you start us off here and just remind folks when the next honor flight is and really kind of the general itinerary for your trip to and from Olpe up to Washington, D.C. and back.
Well, we are taking off on our 11th trip on Monday, the 24th, bright and early again, which for those of us who've gone several times, it's not quite as early. We are going to leave the front of the school at 2:10, so we have our send-off that starts about 1:30, and that's a really neat experience. We really encourage everyone in the communities to come and see it. We announce all of the students and all of the vets and all the coordinators, and there's a great group of people that join us, the Sheriff's Department, the Patriot Guard riders, the fire departments all play a big role in that send-off to make it special for the veterans. And then we head straight up to the airport, and we're excited to navigate the new airport up there in Kansas City. And we hop on a plane, and as soon as we land in Baltimore, we hit the ground running, and we always start off with the World War II memorial, and then we progress through the first day, and then we'll be there Tuesday as well, seeing all the memorials that we can hit, and then we'll be back home in Olpe.
It is. It's fast. It's quick, and I tell you, you're extremely organized because you do a lot in a very short period of time. And when Megan mentions bright and early, that is bright and early. When she says 2 o'clock, that's like 2 o'clock in the morning. So that's when
right.
That's when all that activity gets started out in Olpe. Let's bring the students in. Ethan, looking forward to the trip.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited to take the veterans up and just let them experience something they may never get to experience.
So is this your first trip?
Yes, this will be my first trip this year.
And you've obviously, Mr. Argabright said you had a meet and greet. Who is your escort?
My escort is Tom Lorenz. He was in the U.S. Air Force as a senior airman from 1980 to 1983.
Ethan, what had you interested in going in this, and what really has you excited now that the trip basically is just about here?
What really interested me was just giving back to the veterans for what they've done for us and serving us in our country and just letting them experience something for free with no cost and just getting to see them experience that.
Ethan Redeker there. Blake Skalski's also with us here this morning. Blake, you looking forward to go time on Monday?
Yeah, I am. It'll be a cool experience.
So who are you traveling with?
I'm going with Dave Lorenz, who was in the Marines from 1974 to 1994.
Okay, good.
Talk a little bit, Blake, about what you're really excited to see and what you're excited to do.
I'm excited to go to all the memorials and see what how the veterans respond to that. I'm excited to be with all the veterans and be lifelong friends with them.
So in getting to know your veteran, is he looking forward to the trip?
Very.
Very much?
He's very jumpy.
So has he been to these memorials before, do you know?
Yeah, he was actually stationed in Washington, D.C.
Okay.
And so he's gone to a few of them, but I think he's ready to see some more.
Blake, is this your first go at it?
Yeah, this is my first time.
What is really, I guess, the setup and the fundraising and really that introductory process been like for you here? And what type of, really, I guess, information have you gotten from fellow students who have already gone on the trip?
So we have our donkey ball and we had the pancake feed. And I've learned a lot from them. They all said that it's really fun and it's a great experience.
Indeed it is. We just absolutely love the Honor Flight and what it's all about because we've had an opportunity not only to talk to a lot of USD 252 students, not unlike yourselves, but a lot of the veterans that have made the trip, and it really, really, really has an impact on the veterans, and that is who this is for, getting the veterans to Washington, D.C. Let's move over to Hartford. Elizabeth, is this your first trip?
No, I was going to go this fall.
This fall. So how was your last trip?
I had a really good time. I got to take my grandpa, so it was really cool to experience that with him and talk through some of the things that, you know, he experienced, some of his fun memories, and just to go with him was really fun.
Yeah, what an experience. Who's your veteran this trip?
I get to take Anita Morgan this year.
Okay. Is she looking forward to it?
Yes, she's pretty excited. I've gotten to talk with her several times about it, and she seems pretty excited.
I'm going to spin the question that I asked Blake around a little bit on you. What type of advice are you giving for the first-timers with Honor Flight?
I would probably tell them to make sure you have fun, but, like, pay attention to your veterans. Listen, you know, they have so much that they could tell you and teach you, and so just be there for your veterans.
Well, yeah, going to be a great trip, and it's early Monday morning, launch time. Emily, how about you? This your first trip?
This is also my second trip.
Did you go in the fall?
I did. I also, Elizabeth took one of our grandpas, and I took the other.
What an experience. Wow.
Oh, cool.
That is awesome. So do you enjoy your trip with your grandpa?
Yeah, it was a neat experience just to be able to have kind of that bonding time with our grandpas in a different state.
So who's your veteran this trip?
I am taking Elizabeth's veteran's husband. His name is Rick Morgan.
Okay.
Outstanding. What do you have one specific moment from your last Honor Flight that really stood out above all others? I know it's a whirlwind experience, but I figured I'd try to pinpoint maybe one that really jumped out at you. That's the moment that you did really treasure from that trip.
Some of my favorite moments are the moments that we can't necessarily talk about until it happens just because of the surprise element for the veterans. But really just the different experiences that hit home for the veterans and just the moments that really mean the most to them.
What's it like when, for instance, Elizabeth, when you land in Baltimore and the applause starts when the veterans get off? What's that like for you to experience?
Oh, it was amazing to go through with them and to see them recognized like that, as some of them did not get to experience that when they came home. So for them to have a completely new experience, it is amazing to get to go through with them.
Well, Mr. Argabright, as Megan mentioned, this is what, trip number 11?
Yep, mission 11.
Mission 11.
Wow.
Good way to put it. And so much goes into this. You know, we've talked to you on a number of occasions, Mike, about the trip and how how much this means, you know, to the veterans and to USD 252 and the support that you really, you know, you have to raise a lot of money to make this happen, don't you?
Yeah, typically throughout the year, the trips are over 40,000. They've really increased the last couple years. I would guess they'll hit the 45,000 mark. So just under $100,000 that the kids help us raise, and we have great support from foundations and individuals that maybe aren't even tied to our district or our kids but want to support this program. So that's what makes it go. And more importantly, Ron, we just have a great team of people, teachers and medical staff and veteran coordinators that a lot of them have been with us from the start, and it's just everyone has a role. They do it well, and they're very passionate about it. So I'm very appreciative of our team.
And you bring up a good point, Mike, because it's not just the students and the veterans that go on this trip. You have, other people, school administrators, the medical team that goes there and makes sure that everything rolls without a hitch.
Yeah, we have actually two doctors going on this trip, and both of them, Dr. Platts and Dr. Heitman, served in Afghanistan. They're veterans themselves. And we have two registered nurses, Kylie and Megan, going on this trip. So, and they all contribute. Some of them contribute more than they're even asked to contribute to make it happen. But we have a great team. We just have a great team.
Well, I guess it's time. Maybe the calm before the storm and that dark and early trip to Washington, D.C. coming up early Monday. Mike, anything else you wanted to add?
We just appreciate all the support. You guys at KVOE do a great job, and we appreciate that. It means a lot to our veterans. We talked about that last night, how involved KVOE is in our program, and we truly appreciate that. And our teachers going on this trip, Megan and Stacy Garrett and Jane Kelly, appreciate all that they do, and all of our staff. Because we truly have our elementaries involved. There's pieces that our teachers work and students work through with our younger kids to kind of grow this program through. And there's wonderful educational points throughout the year because of this program. So we appreciate everyone.
So is there another trip planned this fall, Mike?
We don't have a date set yet. We will work on that after this trip. But typically it's the last part of October, early November, but we do not have a date set yet.
But do you have, as far as veterans, is there room for more on the fall trip as it stands right now?
Yeah, thank you, Ron. So we do have a waiting list of veterans. A lot of them are more younger veterans, and we know that we have maybe a few World War II veterans still out there, some Korean veterans, and definitely a lot of Vietnam veterans that we would like to connect with. So if you're listening and you can encourage some of those good people to apply, we need some of those older veterans that deserve and need to go on this trip to apply. So any connections, we would appreciate.
We'll keep getting the word out. First, thanks for all you do, Mike and Megan and Elizabeth, Emily, Ethan, and Blake. It's great for the veterans, and obviously it's an outstanding educational opportunity as well to not only to get to know the veterans, but watch what they see and how they view it when they get to Washington, D.C. Honor Flight Program, second to none. Megan, thanks.
Thank you guys for having us, and thanks for your continued support.
You betcha. Ethan, Blake, have a good day.
Thank you, too.
And Elizabeth and Emily, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
And Mike, always good to talk to you.
Thank you. Back at you. Have a great day.
All right, you too. That's Mike Argerwright, Superintendent, USD 252. Elizabeth Kelly, Emily Kelly from Hartford High School, Ethan Redeker and Blake Skalski from Olpe High School, and Megan McGuire, a teacher at Olpe High School. And she has, I think Megan has been on every trip.
I believe so.
And she's one of the lead organizers from Olpe. It's been involved. I think her dad was a veteran.
I believe so.
Mistaken.
Yeah, and again, that flight is fast approaching. Very early Monday morning, gathering around 1:30, taking off from Olpe just after 2 o'clock in the morning, getting to Washington, D.C. later in the day, and then that rapid-fire trip, getting everybody home by Tuesday night. So we wish them all the best as they have the latest honor flight, the 11th one for USD 252.
Safe travels.
Safe travels.
And our Newsmaker 2 segment this morning brought to you by CareArc. CareArc Healthcare without the headache. Formerly Flint Hills Community Health Center. That's CareArc.
Love where you live. Shop Emporia first.
This is Janine McKenna with the Emporia Area Chamber. Any investment in Emporia makes a difference. Thanks for shopping Emporia first.
This is Brian Wilhite with Brian's Lawn Care. We have been serving Emporia since 1997.